Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center at 515-355-3200.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Safe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. Coming from you from rain-drenched Southern California, Ron Say here with Mike Gary. Mike, do you have a lot of leaks at your house?
I do. I had a leak right over my bed.
A slow drip,
but hopefully that'll be addressed. And, you know, I thought you were used to this, Ron, coming from the Pacific Northwest.
Well, I mean, I am, but 11 inches in Woodland Hills in one day is a little bit much. I'm glad our house didn't float down the hill, but I certainly empathize with all the people in San Diego and Santa Barbara and all these other mudslides that are taking place to make people miserable. So we had a little bit more rain, but I hope that we can calm down and recover. My neighbor here around the corner has a hill that has a fence at the top of it, and that hill, that fence doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, no.
Slid right down to the bottom. Unbelievable. Well, as you might be well aware, spring training has opened. The Los Angeles Dodgers have invited pitchers and catchers after spending $1.2 to $1.4 billion, outspending the rest of the entire major league teams in the offseason. And it is world championship or bust, as I'm told. And that is coming by way of Mookie Betts, who said that when the Dodgers play everybody else, it'll be their World Series. I understand what he meant by that, but it can be taken a different way. Let's hope that Dodger fans are going to be thrilled with the team that they're going to put on the field. And they invited their star pitcher, pretty much Hall of Fame bound, Clayton Kershaw, is back with a possible two-year contract. And for those of you who are interested in the Super Bowl, the 49ers are a two-point favorite. They are minus two. And whatever you think, I think it's going to be a great game. I hope it is, anyway. I'm looking forward to it. I have a lot of Kansas City Chiefs fans who are now Taylor Swift fans. I don't know if she's performing at halftime, but she performs wherever she goes. And, of course, the NBA has its All-Star Weekend, and Steph Curry and Sabrina Ionescu are going to be in a shootout. Reminds me of Billy Riggs and Billie Jean King.
Match of the century.
Yeah, I'm taking the lady in this one.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Good.
Okay.
All right. We have a special guest here that's got a lot of things to talk about, especially when it comes to paralysis and health, Alan T. Brown. And we're going to be right back with We'll See About That right after this. Hey there, sports fans. Ron Say. Are you ready to score big with fresh, healthy eats? Well, our friends at Melissa's Produce have got you covered. Whether you're gearing up for the big game or just living that active lifestyle, Melissa's Fresh Produce box delivers the winning nutrition you need. And here's the MVP move. Visit Melissa's.com today and use the promo code RONSAY to save 15% on your first order. Don't miss out on the home run deal. Fuel your passion for sports and good eats with Melissa's Produce. That's Melissa's.com, promo code RONSAY for the freshest game day fuel around.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
Hi, Michael Horn here for Balance 7. Balance 7 is a supplement I use in my diet every day. Balance 7 is here to balance your stomach for each day of your life. Keep your body in balance, not too acid, not too alkaline. Use Balance 7 as your personal body supplement. Boost your immune system, too. Call 800-793-9039 and get Balance 7 with 15% off your order. A free bottle of My Smooth Skin, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. Mention my name, Mike. That's 1-800-793-9039. Mention Mike.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gresca's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
They still call me the Penguin.
Okay, we are back after the break. We'll see about that. And our special guest today, Alan T. Brown, will be receiving a beautiful fruit gift basket courtesy of our friends at Melissa's Produce. Melissa's is the proud partner of We'll See About That. And please be sure to use my VIP code RONSAY when checking out at melissas.com. We have a man today, Alan T. Brown, who has spent a good portion of 30 years or more for helping with people with paralysis, the improvement of quality of life and opportunities. And his story kind of comes the way of a tragedy as well. Alan, welcome to the show. We're pleased to have you. And please let us know how all this got started.
No problem. Well, first of all, Ron, thanks for having me. And Mike, I'm really glad to be here. And, you know, talking about baseball, and I can't believe spring training is here. You actually brought it up just now. I was going to bring it up that I hope the Dodgers actually do go far, because a good friend of mine, Billie Jean King, is partial ownership in the Dodgers these
days.
She is. So the second you brought that up, that kind of hit home. So I hope they do well, and I can't believe pitchers and catchers are reporting. And as you and I discussed, we'll get into this, but I also have my World Series ring that I won in 1997.
You have your bling, and we're going to talk about
I am bling. I'm a quadriplegic with a bling, so there we go. But, you know, I grew up in New York City. I'm 57 last week. Wow, 57 years old, and I grew up... For all of you who remember the TV show The Jeffersons,
yes.
Moving on up, I grew up in that building, and my mom still lives there on the Upper East Side of New York. So grew up in the city, you know, and grew up going to schools in New York and growing up really quickly and seeing, you know, life as a kid in New York. My backyard was Central Park, you know, playing in the streets and running around, and was not a great student, but was a good athlete. I was a hockey player and a great people person. And in 1985, I graduated high school, and that summer, my best friend Danny Heumann was in a car accident, and that led to him being a paraplegic. And at that point in time, I always learned from my family growing up that giving back was what we are supposed to be doing. And I always did it. And this was kind of a wake-up moment for me. So I went off to college, and Danny was in a rehabilitation center, and I was up playing hockey at University of Bridgeport for a little while up there. And then I came home, and I decided I needed to do more to help my friend. So in 1987, I had a fundraiser in New York City at a sports bar, and we raised $25,000 for research for the Miami Project to Cure Paralysis, which Mike, Ron, I know you, that's Nick Bonacani and Mark Bonacani. Mm-hmm. And they were basically the pioneers when it came to paralysis. So I end up sending a check down to the University of Miami, and I go away on vacation with my friend Gil. And on January 2nd, 1988, I'm in the ocean, and I get hit by a wave. And it flips me over, and I hear my neck snap, and I broke two vertebrae in my neck. I became a C5-6 quadriplegic. Hmm. But I was under the water for a couple minutes, and I literally said, well, I guess this is it. And I said goodbye, and I saw the light, as they say. And then my friends pulled me out, and kind of all hell broke loose. I was in shock. I kind of knew what was going on. I kept saying I broke my neck. I was using humor from the beginning. Back then, Chevy Chase in the movie Fletch, I remember saying to my friends, it's all ball bearings. Oh, and I'm just trying to, you know, put them in a comfort zone, knowing that I was in trouble. I knew I was in a lot of trouble. And one thing led to another, getting off the beach, you know, having a halo put on my head, which is a very funny thing for Alan Brown to have a halo. But my friend, then I'm getting in touch with my parents. My parents get in touch with, you know, my friend Danny's parents, who called down to that hospital that we sent the check to, and they sent an air ambulance to pick me up the next day. And my life began as a 20-year-old quadriplegic when I was a young kid living in New York, ready to play hockey and live my life. And my life changed in one split second. I know why it happened. I know why this happened to me, and I'm totally fine with it. And I've turned a situation that I've had to deal with, which is not easy, into teaching others how to try to cope and deal and be there for them in any way, shape, or form that I can. So my life took a little bit of a different path. Didn't stop that athlete fight. I think, Ron, you obviously know that from what it took to get to where you were, an all-star World Series champion. You know, you always want that in your life, and I thrive to be as good as I can be. Did not know where this path was going to take me, but it's been a fun ride. And I've got great stories and relationships and friendships and things that have come out of this. And, you know, I started out originally after my accident just working really hard to be able to sit up and to hold my head up. And one thing leads to another, and you go, 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 go. And I got back to New York and got into rehab, and I just always remember the New York City Marathon as being something I always wanted to do. And at this point, I couldn't really move, but I ended up figuring it out. And in 1991, I popped out my first New York City Marathon, and then I've done five since then.
Wow.
So just never really know how you're going to do things and do things differently, but also doing the marathons led to advocacy.
Right.
Because I was not treated fairly. During the marathon, I was stopped going into New York, into the park at the end of the race. If you start me 4 hours early, I'm going to finish before some people. So they weren't really happy about that. And New York City police officer is holding the back of my chair, and he's like, you can't go into the park until the lead runners come in. And my hockey instincts kick in, and a little bit of an elbow goes thrown out there, and I take off and go, which led to a class action lawsuit.
Uh-oh.
That is now, which is now there's a reason why there is marathon divisions and marathon money for wheelchair athletes.
Yeah, that's
so we took a negative situation and we started to do good things with it.
Yeah, for anybody who watches marathons regularly, which I do because I find them quite compelling, and I love seeing, you know, all the different categories of people, including the wheelchair athletes. And you're responsible for that, Alan. You made that happen.
I didn't make it happen. I was just there. My brother and I, with a bunch of other wheelchair athletes, came together, and you know, we saw that there was a need for it. And you know, we're not just inspirational people. We're people that want to be able to live and do the same thing that everybody else does. And that's kind of, you know, life, you know, the world is not flat, so it's not made for people living in wheelchairs, but there should be compassion. And help around all of it for people to live in. You know, I train just as hard as everybody else does. So, and you know, for what I can do. So I should be able to compete like everybody else. So, like, thank God that's now happening. You're seeing it in sports, too. It's great to see, you know, whether it's wheelchair tennis, wheelchair basketball, marathoning, you know, swimming. I mean, right. The Paralympics are taking off. Right. I mean,
yes.
It's great to see that there's equality coming. Should be better and should be more, but it's coming. And, you know, I had a foundation that once bared my name, you know, years ago, which we merged into the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation. And, you know, but it's all about advocacy and helping people. And that's kind of always been my motto. And, you know, my life over the years, whether it was, you know, I guess, Ron, we'll get into a little bit of the Tommy Lasorda stuff down the road. We have some time here. But,
of course,
you know, like I said, I've had an interesting ride of how I've known people and, you know, even working with athletes and celebrities, and whether it's somebody like that or Christopher Reeve, you know, when he got hurt, the world changed for people with paralysis. Everybody, all of a sudden, there was a big face on it. But there were people like me way before him, and my friend Danny and Henry, that were in the dark ages of spinal cord injury, Mark Bonacani, of when it wasn't out there. And, you know, now the world is starting to come around and technology is different, and you're starting to see things in the news that are allowing people to live a better quality of life. And there's not going to be a magic bullet for all of us, but people should be able to have dignity and live and you know, two great things. I have two beautiful children, you know, 26 and 21, and to, you know, be around and to have, you know, to have a dad in a wheelchair.
Wow.
You know, not the easiest thing to do when you're a dad who wants to teach your kid how to check somebody into the boards or box out or, you know, bunt and run down, you know, two things along those lines. And, you know, as a father living with paralysis, you kind of have to think about some of that stuff and figure out how to channel those energies differently so you don't get frustrated, you don't get depressed. You have to just choose your battles. And like I said, I've learned a lot going through this journey in business and life and living of not letting things bring me down. I can't say I've never been depressed, because
we're going to hold you right there, Alan. I want to come back. We got to take a short break. I want to hear more about that right after this.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Save. Okay, we are back here with Alan T. Brown. And Alan, I want you to continue about how you basically survived this from the time that, you know, this unfortunate tragedy happened, the depression. Did you see your life flittering away from you at this point? It must have been a very challenging period of time. I'm not sure I would have done very well with it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, everybody says that. And until your back is up against the wall, you never really know what you got. You know, and that's, in all honesty, I get so many phone calls from families all the time, and you don't know what you're going to get. When I got hurt, I think I just said earlier, I was using a little bit of humor, and I always did. I was scared, but I was positive. I was always more worried about everybody else around me than me. I think it was a defense mechanism. Not that I did. I knew what happened. I knew what was going on. I coming to terms with it. You know, I was in the intensive care unit for 6 weeks. I got hurt on January 2nd, and they didn't operate on me until January 25th.
Ooh.
So I was in the ICU that whole time, looking up at a ceiling with my days becoming nights, my nights becoming days, things along those lines. So it's just the ICU psychosis and things along those lines. And but I would always, like I said, use a lot of humor and things along those lines to kind of help me and the people around me. I was ready to fight, in all honesty. I knew what I was up against with my buddy Danny. And like I said, he was a paraplegic. You know, when he came to visit me right afterwards, first thing I said to him was, you broke your back. We always competed. I did the full Monty. I broke my neck. So, you know, you have it easy compared to what I have. And, you know, then, like, people would come in, my friends would see me there, and I had a good tan, and I'm in this bed that's rotating side to side, and my friends are passing out left and right. So we would keep a board over my head with a count of how many people would faint when they came to see me. So was using it. The hard part, obviously, my brain switched when this whole thing happened to I retain things differently. I process things differently. One of the pivotal moments that happened when I was in the intensive care unit was I had a psychiatrist that came to talk to me, and his name was Woodrow Wilson. I'll never forget the man. And he's like, you know, Alan, I just want to let you know, I know what you're going through. I said, you do? I said, how do you know that? And he goes, well, you know, in order for me to get this degree, I went to school, and I remember taking this class where we had to spend 24 hours in a wheelchair. And I'm like, oh, sweet. And I'm like, what school did you go to? He goes, University of Miami. I go, what class? So I go, you're telling me that if I sign up for this class right now, that, like, I'm done? I just have 24 hours of this? Is that what you're telling me? And I just backed him right up right there and then. Like, don't tell me you know what I'm going through. Like, I understand it and so on. But, like, I kind of had this little fight in me that was, like, going. When my rabbi came to see me the first time, we were very close, and I said to him, you know, I'm not asking why this happened to me. I'm asking, what do we do about this? And how do we help people? How do we use this as an example? So I think me kind of living a life growing up, not being a great student, always being a little bit of a, having trouble getting through and grinding and being that New Yorker kind of came into my fight here. The times that I did struggle, in real honesty, were, you know, look, I can't tie my shoes. I can't button my pants. People don't know what it takes to get me where I am. So my frustrations are a lot of having caregiving and being there on time and showing up and allowing me to do what I do. You know, I get up every morning at, you know, 7. I'm in the pool by 7:15, and I swim for 45 minutes. I swim, you know, half mile every single morning. The only thing that's going to stop me is lightning. So, you know, some of the depression came into me was when I had to go from a manual wheelchair. You know, Ron, it's like going from the majors to the minors. I was like, oh my God, I'm getting sent down. I have to go into a power wheelchair. Well, the reason I had to go into a power wheelchair was too many marathons, blowing out my back, hurting my shoulders. And to me, that was giving in a little bit. But then I come to realize, you know what? I'm actually able to do more because I wasn't struggling as much. So there was like things along those lines where it would get to me, where it was the giving in part of things that I would have to do. But then again, at the same time, I was always problem solving, trying to figure out how to make it easier and better and things along those lines. So, you know, like summers in the Hamptons with my friends, like we would go, my friends would just throw me into the shower and lift me up and do what we have to do, and you make it work. And I try, it's like, you know, life is not perfect. And like I said, I was dealt a raw deal, and I've learned how to deal with it, and I try to lead by example.
Well, you know, you brought up some interesting points. You know, it was the daily care, you know, the simple things like tying your shoes, opening doors, being able to do things that, God, why do I have to have somebody have to do that for me? I mean, I can feel that myself saying, you know, I feel useless. And you have to get past that, don't you? There's so many things that you just have to, you know, forgive and make the best of it. It's got to be extremely difficult mentally to meet all those challenges.
It is. And like what I do with that kind of stuff is I kind of take like that negative stuff and I try to process it and then use it for energy. Like that's kind of the way that I've kind of figured out how to do that. Like it's going to suck when the person that's come is 10 minutes late and you know you have a meeting and you're rushing to get up in the morning and you miss something or you drop something on the floor, you can't pick it up. Like I just don't let it get to me anymore the way it did in the future. My friends all lean on me. Like, you know, how do you let that happen? And I'm like, I can't let it beat me up. I just can't allow it to beat me up. So a lot of it's mind over matter.
Of course.
And like I said, you know, the world of technology is helping us now more and more than ever. So, you know, it's allowing me to be more efficient. Like when I think about something, I can now say, hey, Google, do this and do that. And it's going to remind me to do that. And that's definitely making my life easier from the standpoint of allowing me to, you know, be more efficient in my time, be more efficient in how I do everything to be able to give back. And that's kind of, like I said, the route that I've taken is, you know, I take time for myself. I make sure that I'm reaching out to others every day. I do my, you know, I'm working full time for the, you know, the Christopher and Dana Reed Foundation, helping us raise money. And, you know, there's great research going on and advocacy and peer mentoring. And, you know, thank God we're able to help hundreds of thousands of individuals and families over the years that we've been around doing this. And like I said, I think, you know, the times are changing where resources and technology are going to be giving people like myself better quality of life. There's 1 in 50 Americans that live with some kind of paralysis. So, Mike, that goes back earlier, MS, cerebral palsy, spinal cord injury, traumatic brain injury. So that all falls under the paralysis umbrella. And the foundation has free resources to be able to help individuals and peer mentors all around the country that help. So it's great to see that, you know, Christopher's legacy is still giving back as, you know, we lost him years ago, 20 years ago now.
How did you first get involved with the Christopher Reeve Foundation? Did they reach out to you? Did you reach out to them?
You know, it's like I said, I had my own existing foundation, the Alan T. Brown Foundation. And, you know, what the Christopher Reeve Foundation was actually another foundation which started out as the name of an individual, my friend Henry Stifel, which became the American Paralysis Association, which then became the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation. When Christopher got hurt, I received a bunch of phone calls, and then him and I became pretty close. You know, I talked to him on the phone all the time and have conversations and try to help him deal with things and navigate things. And he was, man, he was tough. He was focused. He was on it. He was cure driven, and it was great to see. Like I said, the groundwork that he laid is coming to fruition now in a lot of labs and things along those lines that are helping, you know, the 1.5 million Americans living with, you know, spinal cord injuries.
You know, it must be nice to be able to work elbow to elbow with somebody who is as dedicated as you seem to be and have been, fighting for better ways of life for what you've sustained. It's got to be a really good feeling that you can share a lot of this with him.
Yeah, I mean, it was great, and it's great that I can now take what he had. And, you know, I remember sitting at like New York Ranger games with him. Huh? And, you know, and his son Will, who's now, you know, an amazing 30-year-old, I think a little over 30, he's, you know, on Good Morning America. If you're watching the morning, Will Reeve, that's Christopher Reeve's son.
Cool.
You know, the family's involved. And, you know, it's his legacy deserves to be lived on. And I feel that he's laid the groundwork, and I'm here to push and ask and get in front of people and do what I need to do to help all these other people that are around me and behind me that are living with this. You know, when an individual gets hurt, it's not just the individual. That rock that gets dropped into the water is a ripple effect. Mm-hmm. And that ripple effect is a community. And depending on where you are and what you have, you know, depends on the resources that are out there to you. And the foundation is there to help you with those resources. We give out quality of life grants around the country for everything that you can ever imagine to other non-for-profits that can, whether it's swimming or mountain biking or tennis, or we are getting baseball ones these days, quad rugby, and, you know, to see that we're giving back on those levels is great. So we're in every community in the United States. And like I said, we have free resources that people should reach out. You can just go to reeve.org and you can see everything there that we do.
Okay, we're going to take a short break here in a second. And Alan, when we come back, I'd like to talk about some of the current things that you're working on and some of the greater challenges that you have today when we return. We'll be right back right after this with Alan T. Brown.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it.
And now get a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Find us at StraightTalk.com. For data management practices and additional terms, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only excludes taxes and fees.
The new year is a great time to have a conversation with your teen about building positive online habits. Visit Meta's Family Center to see the many tools that exist to help teens and families manage their time online. The site includes expert-backed guidance to support teens in having positive online experiences and tips for parents and caregivers. Some of the tools include a full-screen reminder after teens have spent a few minutes on Instagram Reels late at night, and notifications to look at something different if they've been scrolling the same topic for a while. And quiet mode gives teens more ways to focus and set boundaries with friends and family. Parents can set time limits for their child and be notified when their teen reports or blocks someone. There are also supervision tools that give visibility into how much time their teen spends on Instagram, Facebook, and in virtual reality. For more information, visit familycenter.meta.com. Sponsored by Meta.
Hey, Joe Montana here. Back in my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia, a bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older, or 19 or older with certain chronic conditions like diabetes or asthma, you're at increased risk. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's knowpneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hi, my name is Alani. A little thing I like about the spicy deluxe sandwich is that you taste the crunch, you taste the pepper jack cheese melting, and you taste the spicy flavors in the sandwich. I'm telling you, 10 out of 10.
Hi, my name's Enrique. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A's spicy deluxe sandwich is you get that rich flavor of the chicken and definitely that nice, tangy, warm bite. It's the perfect harmony of spiciness and taste.
Order the spicy deluxe sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
The fans are rooting for the Dodgers.
And we are back. We'll see about that. And this week in Dodger history, going back to 1982, the Dodgers trade Davey Lopes to the A's for minor leaguer Lance Hudson, a middle infielder who would never appear in the major league game, marking the end of the longest running infield in baseball history. The 36-year-old former LA second baseman had played with Steve Garvey, Bill Russell, and the man right here, Ron Say.
Well, that was the 1981 Game 6 when we won the World Championship against Allen's New York Yankees. That was the last game that the infield would play together. And what a significant thing that was. That was the end of the longest running and most successful infield in Major League history. So, Alan, we're going to talk about your Yankees. We're going to get to it here soon, and we're going to talk about Lasorda. But I do want to finish up this with, you know, some of the things that that you're working on today and some of the greater struggles that you have trying to get these initiatives pushed through.
Yeah, I mean, look, right now it's getting money into labs for research. You know, like I said, technology is changing. We're seeing things all over. With regards to a lot of my friends, there's a lot of epidural stimulation going on of spinal cords and implants. You're seeing them on, you know, brain implants. And some of my friends have spinal implants where they're living in less pain, getting quality of life, getting some motion back. There's a lot of, there's some devices, a company called Onward based out of Switzerland, which is doing some amazing work for the paralysis community. So in all honesty, it's, finance money that's going to help us, but also for people like in my community, just staying healthy mind, healthy body, because if you're not ready, when these treatments are ready to come down the pike, you have to be ready physically, mentally, and emotionally. So it's really important that people stay healthy, whether you're in a wheelchair or not. We're all aging, we're all getting older. It's not easy. We have to figure out how to kind of do this all. So for my I'm worried about aging, you know, like right. I said earlier, I'm 57 years old. And there are not a lot of guys that have been living longer than me living with spinal cord injury. So I don't know what's down the road for me. So as I keep saying, I keep worrying about the guys behind me.
Gotcha.
And the money needs, you know, hopefully will be coming into the foundation more and more and more that we can invest in the research that's going to give people like that a better quality of life. It's not going to be one magic pill that's going to get us to where we're going. And the foundation is about today's care and tomorrow's cure, taking people care of people in the here and the now while the cures and the treatments are coming up. And that's what we do there, and we're working really hard at it. And hopefully we'll see some more strides and things coming down the road for this community.
So if people want to reach out to you, where can they reach you?
You can just reach out to me at abrown@reeve.org or on social media. I know that you guys have all my social media stuff that you'll be posting. So it's all on there. More than happy for anybody that has any family member or somebody in trouble. You know, we get it when there's a shooting now these days, which we're seeing more and more and more. There's gun violence.
Yes.
People becoming paralyzed. We get those phone calls. We're on the front lines waiting for those. You know, we see it also Memorial Day, Labor Day, July 4th. We see the water injuries, the car accidents, you know, things along those lines. And
unbelievable.
The foundation is there. We're an employee. 50 employees that are here serving and helping, and people should know that there is a free resource center out there for people with living with paralysis.
Okay, I want to switch over now. I want you to start telling me about your bling with the Florida Marlins. I want to know how you got that ring.
All right. So, as I kind of mentioned to you, I was a little bit of a rink rat hanging up and growing up in New York. So, you know, the old days of Rod Gilbert and Ron Greshner and all those guys growing up in New York, I used to kind of hang out with them. And then, you know, after my accident, a family friend of mine owned a company called SlimFast. And he came to my first celebrity golf tournament that I had to raise money for spinal cord research. And he saw retired athletes that were overweight. And he's like, you have to come work for me. Please come work for me. You know all these guys, blah, 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 blah. And one thing led to another where I ended up doing that. And it ended up that being Tommy Lasorda became our guy.
Surprise.
He was give us a week, we'll take off the weight. And, you know, you put him on TV and I can hear it in my voice and him doing his thing. And it was great. And we had to pay you know, Charlie Strasser.
Yes, I do.
You know, so Charlie and Steve Brenner and, uh-huh. You know, old Dodger Blue people know all these names. You know, we had everybody out there kind of working with us to make sure that Tommy did not go to every Italian restaurant on every road trip that you guys were going on. You know, it was great to work with him. And I remember at one point, Steve Garvey and his wife were on and, you know, we were out there. So I was out there. I would come to L.A. all the time. I was in my wheelchair after my accident. And I remember being at the Four Seasons on Doheny, and that's where all the celebrities would hang out, and bumping into Jamie Lee Curtis, and she's like, what are you doing here? I work for SlimFast. I'm like, would you want to be on a commercial? And she's like, are you telling me I'm fat? And I'm like, no. I'm looking for people. So, I was able to kind of get into this whole business through, thank God, a family friend. From there, I became a sports agent. I started working for a company called NS Beanstalk, where I worked with another friend that you and I have in common, Roy Firestone.
Oh, sure.
I did a whole bunch with Roy, with him getting on Jerry Maguire, and Roy and I are still close today. So I got on the agent side a little bit, worked with Dan Patrick, Roy Firestone, Al Leiter, John Van Beesbrook, people on those lines, getting guys from their professional days to their broadcasting days. And then I got hired in 1997 by Wayne H. Huizenga to work for the Florida Marlins baseball team, which got me to Florida. Worked for them for 1 year, and it was a great year. Leland was my coach. Dombrowski was our GM. It was great to be involved, to see a team like that come together so quickly and to be a part of it and to be able to be in the clubhouses and see all that. You know, thank God, with Game 7 against Cleveland, Craig Counsell hits the ball, and there we go. I end up with a ring. So go figure. From there, I left the baseball world, and I opened up my own business down here, which was a public relations and marketing firm, which I later kind of got rid of, and I opened up a sports radio station, which was 790 The Ticket, which is now no longer, but it was number one in the station down here in Miami. And that was Dan Lebatard. We ended up putting Dan on with Joe Rose and different people and started that whole sports radio station business down here. And I've always been involved in sports entertainment and athletes. Some of the athletes I worked with was like Marshall Faulk when he came out of San Diego State. And then I've worked with guys later in their careers that have had interesting careers who've needed some help. On different levels, like the Michael Irvins of the world, and so on and so forth. And guys that I've come across who, you know, sometimes just need to see that they do have a gift and they should understand it and they should not take it for granted. And, you know, like I said, grew up in New York, I'm a Giants fan, Yankee fan. You know, Lawrence Taylor and I are close and guys along those lines. And I mentioned to you early on the Billie Jean King. One of the most, you know, my most special relationships that I cherish is with Billie. She was coming to me at SlimFast for a sponsorship of her world team tennis back in the early 90s. And she's like, oh, come to Boston. Let's spend some, you know, I want you to come see the program. And we go up there and we get to the hotel at night and they booked everything for me. And the hotel was under construction. There was no way to get in the front door. And I'm in a wheelchair. I'm sitting there and they're looking at me. They're like, well, we just blew this sponsorship opportunity. And I'm like, hold on, relax. And, you know, the way that I've kind of learned to is don't panic. You want other people, you don't want to get other people uncomfortable because of your situation. And I said, let me figure this out. And I'm growing up, you know, living in New York in a wheelchair for at that point in time, I think I've seen every kitchen in every hotel because they're not accessible. And you'd learn to suck it up and deal with it to get to where you have to get to. And we ended up going through the garbage entrance of the hotel where I was by myself. It was Billy and Alana. And they roll me down this hill and we get into the hotel and they look at me and I go, we're good, right? And Billy, I remember looking at me and she goes, you just made me feel really comfortable when I was really nervous. Thank you. And that developed a friendship and a relationship. You know, she's been to my marathons. She was at my wedding. You know, so you develop a relationship with these athletes and you realize how special they are. Hockey players have always been beyond unbelievable to us. You know, there's a lot of guys that unfortunately have gotten hurt playing hockey. You know, in the football world. So I've been blessed. And like the one thing that's kind of crazy is the guy who pulled me out of the water when I had my accident is kind of famous. His name is Adam Schefter. He's the...
Okay, sure.
Schefty. Yeah, Schefty. Yes.
So Schefty actually pulled me out of the water when I had my accident. He happened to be there on vacation with his family. And then we became extremely close. And when he was a sports writer in Denver, and I was being an agent at that point, I'm like, you need to go on the Sunday Night Sports Wrap show. Newspapers are going away. You know, we got to start getting your face out there, which led to there. He went to the NFL Network and now he's at ESPN and he's, you know, he's the football guy. And then I've had, you know, back in the day, whether it's Ian Eagle or Mike Breen or Michael Kay or all these guys that I've worked with over the years, thank God they know who I am. They take, you know, we've all remained close over the years and they help me in my initiatives to raise money, to bring awareness, to help my, you know, my community. And, you know, I've seen these guys and, you know, I remember when a lot of them were working at WFAN in the basement. And now, you know, Mike Breen's now 25 years with, you know, the New York Knicks and the NBA and, you know, Ian Eagle's 25 years with the Brooklyn, well, now the Brooklyn Nets, and Michael Kay, obviously you know him from the Yankees. And so it's great to see that, you know, they say when you have a spinal cord injury, things get disconnected. I stay as connected as I can be on so many levels. I don't lose a phone number. I don't burn a bridge. I check up on people all the time. And it's just kind of, like I said, something went off in my head years ago when I got hurt on making sure that I figured out how to navigate myself and take care of myself, but make sure that I kind of am there for others on many levels. And I'm in the middle of getting ready to write my book as we speak, and Adam will be writing the foreword for my book. And I hope that my life story can kind of help more people realize, don't think that that things are not possible, because anything is possible. Like I said, I swim, I skydive, I snorkel, I do everything. I've done marathons, I drive. I do anything that anybody else can do. I might just do a little bit differently. And we're all different. There are a lot of people walking around in this world that have more problems than me sitting here for 36 years. And, you know, the world would be a better place if we help people. If you see somebody in a wheelchair and they need, ask them if they need help. Don't be shy. Don't be afraid of them. We don't bite. And don't take our spots if you don't need them when you're using the blue handicap.
Absolutely.
I'm going to try to sum this up a little bit. I want to know that what you had to say about the hockey players, they seem to be very well accepted in the public and what they do. Billie Jean has always been great. I think she was on our show earlier in the year, last year. The Florida Marlin people that you hooked up with, Huizenga and Dombrowski and Leyland, you can see why they were successful. And then they turned around and sold the club right after that. And as far as Lasorda goes, I can see those three milkshakes going down for a day, going down for about a month. And then after that, he's going to Mama's homemade pasta, and it's going to be, I'm gonna lose 20 and I'm going to gain 40.
Worst nightmare when working with him. I'm like, is page 6 going to show up that he was at Rayo's? You know, like after the Mets game. I'm like, please don't do that to me. I got to pull you a commercial.
Yeah, all right. Alan, I just want to thank you so much for being a part of our show today. You are a credit to everyone that's in this line of work. A success story by yourself. Thank you so much. I'm sure a lot of people were extremely pleased to hear what you had to say today.
You guys have the opportunity to spread the message. I appreciate it.
Thank you. We will be right back after this.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
Campy? Just fine.
Okay, we have returned from a wonderful segment with Alan T. Brown. And, Mike, you had some things you'd like to add to
that out. It was so inspiring. He was just such a great, like, a nice, funny guy. And, you know, he talked about it during the segment that, you know, all these inputs of depression and fear and pain and doubt, he just turned into all his positive outputs towards helping so many other people. And it's just an amazing man and an amazing story. And
absolutely.
If you want to know more, if you want to, you know, help out the paralysis community, visit reeve.org, R-E-E-V-E.org.
Yeah, so that was great. I really enjoyed that. And I got to add this little thing here. Please visit the ronsayshow.com. That's where you can pick up the book, Penguin Power. And also, I want to thank you all for listening. And please also, you can follow me on Instagram at the official Ron Say. This next coming week, after the Super Bowl, we have a person that was a radio personality, Canadian-born, American television host, sportscaster, radio personality, actress, co-host for Good Day LA with Steve Evarts, who we had on here earlier last year. Jillian Barbary Reynolds, and I'm telling you, she is a ball of fire, and she's got a lot to talk about. I'm so glad that she's gotten over some of her issues, of which she will be speaking with us next week. So I'm very pleased to have her available next week.
Okay, Ron, so here we go. Big game on Sunday. Your 49ers. are the favorites.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you going to be wearing your 49ers jersey while you watch the
game? I don't have a 49er jersey, but my loyalty goes back to about 7 years old. So, yeah, I'm rooting for the 49ers. My history with them goes back a long ways. I also remember all the golden years with Y.A. Tittle and Joe Montana and Steve Young Jerry and all the Rice. Other great players, Jerry Rice, Bob St. Clair, Hugh McElhaney, R.C. Owens, Billy Wilson, all kinds of guys. But I also have some very strong Kansas City Chief fans, so I hope it's a great game. I hope they're not too disappointed when they lose.
Sorry, Taylor.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, that's, yeah. Well, anyway, that conspiracy theory seemed to got thrown out the door by Goodell. He said it's blasphemy. It's unbelievable. Anyway, I want to thank you all for joining us. Have a great weekend. I hope you enjoy the Super Bowl as much as I hope to. And thanks so much. We'll see you next weekend.